Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL. Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, The Trucker Show sent you. For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy. Tyler is running late. He texted me, and I've got to tell you, it's one of those rare times he communicated. So can't yell at him today. He's the man. All right. Hey, Kelly, I see you made it on the show today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, sitting for 24 hours is all right.
Should I say Kelly McCulley, the only lady trucker? Is that the 15,020 likes already in less than 24 hours, Kelly? Good job.
There you go.
Hey, Kelly, I mean, praise God for everything, but do I get a little bit of credit for pushing you over there to do that or what, huh?
I did give you credit for it.
All right, cool. All right. Plus, we announced it there for you, too, on the show, so. And I think we put something up on Facebook, didn't we? Did we do it?
You did.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Well, good. I'm glad. I knew you'd get somebody. At least half of them already followed you in one day, and I'm sure it'll pick up real fast. And hopefully that damn scammer doesn't follow you, you know?
Yeah, somebody told me to run some other kind of settings on it so it wouldn't possibly happen again. So I fixed that part of it.
You know, I tell you what else I would do. I wouldn't make too many admins. You know what I mean? The more you open it up, the more.
Yeah, I only have one other besides me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be like the max, you know. But anyways, welcome. Hey, Cody's with us today again. You know, Cody, you're starting to be a household name here. What's up, big guy?
Not much. On down the highway. Having fun.
You running right now?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, guess who I talked to today, Kelly? A couple times.
Did you talk to Alan? Or Jesus?
No, I didn't talk to Alan. Alan pops in and out. He comes and goes. So he's like the wind. You never know, but he comes sometimes onto the show. But, yeah, man, Diesel. He called me a couple times today. And, you know, he's slowly but surely, he said, he was telling me how when they took him in there for that bypass, normally the normal person's out in 6 days. They kept him in the hospital for 16 days. So he's really slowly recovering, but he's looking forward to getting back and doing his thing. And we talked for quite a while today and he seemed pretty chipper. He was telling me, he said, you know, the physical pain of bypass surgery is one thing, he said, but it really brings you down mentally. So you gotta, anybody out there, all you drivers, let me tell you something, you drivers, most of you are unhealthy to begin with. I know because I see you at the all-you-can-eat buffet. I was a trucker, and I see you guys out there. I'm going to tell you something. If you have to go into any kind of a major surgery, try to keep your spirits up because old Diesel just gave me the heads up. He said, man, it's going to bring you down. And I hate to tell anybody that, but, you know, why not speak the truth? You know, that's what we're all about here on Talk CDL. Anyways, guys, guess what the subject is today? It's that old argument. Peterbilt or Kenworth? You know, that's what they put up there for us to argue about. And Peterbilt or Kenworth, that's the argument today. We're going to try to break it down a little bit, you know, talk CDL style. You know, I've been in Orlando all day, Kelly, and I literally, it was like 6:30, and I said to Ruth Ann, I said, you know, I'm going to try to make the show back at the office versus having to go on it by phone. And guess what? I got here with like 7 minutes to spare or something like that, so I was cranking it.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so Kelly, let me ask you up front, you know, Peterbilt or Kenworth, what's your flavor?
It depends on what kind of Peterbilt or Kenworth you're talking about. Some of them are comfortable and some of them aren't.
Yeah. You know, I've driven them all. And I will tell you, and everybody will probably agree with this, you know, the old joke about Peterbilts, you could sit in the driver's seat and wind down the passenger window.
Exactly.
And I tell you, the Pete I had was a bit, it was a 379 back in the day, but it was a day cab 379. It had a window right behind me. You know, and I used to run that about half a year I ran that for. And I got to be honest, it was an old piece of crap. But I will tell you, going by the looks of everything, you know, if you compare model to model, like the W9 to what is the big Peterbilt now, the 389, isn't that what it is?
389, that's right. But the W900 will never be beat.
The W9 will what?
The W900 studio will never be beat.
It will never be beat. Well, I got to tell you, when I look at both of them,
room wise, look wise, I gotta agree with you. I mean, that W9 is a sweet. That's a sweet Mahaff. I've seen some W9s with, you know, full size leather couches in it, living room stuff like that. So, I gotta tell you, I'm with you. I will tell you though, that Peterbilt's pretty hot, you know. But I'm with you on that W9. Did you guys see those two new Peterbilt? I don't know what you'd call them, protocols or what are they, whatever they call them. One was called the Sentinel, and the other one was called the something. I can't remember what it was. It was up on Talk CDL yesterday. Did you see it?
I have to tell you, it looks like a kid's toy.
No, they're real. They are real.
I know, but they look like a kid's toy. They don't look like anything that I would want to drive.
Oh, yeah. I like the front end of – I want to pull them up real quick. Cody, did you see them, Pete's that we had? Yeah, the one was called the Mag. I like the front of that. It almost looks like the W900 in the front, the grill.
They're both ugly.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like the front of that Mag. So, anyways. Cody, Peterbilt or Kenworth?
Peterbilt all day.
Peterbilt all day. You know, they're both made by Peppa.
Oh, yeah. I like Kenworth, but I've been raised in a Peterbilt household.
Yeah. I like them both. But I got to tell you, you know, when I was a driver, the best truck that I ever had was an old Western Star. That thing was awesome. Ran tight. It was great. Of course, it took football field to turn around, but it was an awesome truck. Kelly, what are you driving now? Aren't you in a Pete?
No, I'm in a Fitzgerald's glider kit, a Coronada.
Okay. What's your husband's name again?
Kevin.
I'm bad with names. What's he running in? Is he in a Coronado also?
Yeah, our boss bought all these Fitzgerald's Coronadas. We love them. We were running the big 379s, and, of course, all the guys are going, dang, a Freightliner. But once they got in it, these Fitzgerald, I'm telling you, these Fitzgerald glider kits are awesome.
Yeah.
They all love them to death. They are not going, oh, man, anymore. They're going, oh, yeah.
Really? So what's the big deal with them?
They're pre-emissions, and they run. I've never had a Detroit run this good.
Yeah. Cody, what are you in, a freight checker?
No, I'm in a junk pro star. My Freightliner's still in Mexico. Hasn't made the trip yet.
What are you driving?
International pro star.
Oh, a pro star. Yeah.
Yeah,
so now. When you compare, and here's a, you know, what the article says. Here, I'll read the article. Let me read the article. And it's actually an old article, but it says, which one is the most, this is the most heated debate in the trucking world, which I don't believe that, but it's definitely a debate. Yeah, when you're making a $100,000 investment, you darn well better make the right decision. In the United States, and you know, to be honest with you, even a Freightliner is $170,000 new. It says they are both manufactured by PACCAR, an American-based company that has a dealer network of over 1,800 locations in more than 100 countries. Though Freightliner trucks and Volvos sell more trucks annually, Pete's and Kenworth's are generally regarded as the most desirable rigs. Peterbilt's are known as the Harley Davidson of the truck, while Kenworths are seen as more affordable yet still a premium option. And is the Peterbilt really that much more than the KW? The W9L is pretty expensive. I mean, my gosh. Kelly?
I would say that.
What's that?
Oh, I just said I know the 587. I just seen that picture on Facebook. $165,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the cash.
Yeah, I think it all depends on the amenities that you get into it. I think the basic trucks are all going to be around the same. Peterbilt may run you up another $20,000, but I don't think it's that much more unless you're getting, you know, it all chromed out, you know.
And, you know, when I look at like the Peterbilt Aerodynes, I will tell you, out of all your Aerodynes, right, all your sleek you know, what are they, the 589? What's that one you sent me, Cody? You sent us one on Facebook, a picture. Let me go look at that. What was that?
587.
It's a 587? Yeah, they're pretty sharp, but I will tell you that T680 is pretty hot. They got a lot of room. But, you know, when you look at the most room in a truck, I think Freightliner beats everybody, don't they?
Pretty much. Although, I, what's that model? It's International Train. They say they're pretty roomy themselves. Yeah.
That Lone Star?
Yeah, the Lone Star. They're pretty roomy.
But see, now the downfall to the Lone Star, from what I'm hearing, it's like 2,200 pounds heavier than most trucks. Can't scale out with it. A lot of them are dropping the tandem drive and putting on super singles just to you know, get some weight back. That's what I'm hearing.
You really have to do a lot of research on that, because our boss thought he did all the research, and he got us out of the big, heavy 379s, right, and got us into the Freightliner Coronado, which was supposed to be a lighter truck, and it's not all that much lighter. It might be 1,000 pounds lighter.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you got to spec it out and know what you're doing. Now, Coronados, from what I understand, they are. What's a basic Coronado? What's the price? What's the weight on them? I mean, you know, your best. Let me tell you, your best bang for your bucks are always going to be your cheaper Freightliner and your cheaper International. And the reason I say that is because they're lighter, and they're cheaper in price, and they're generally better on fuel than most of the trucks like that. You know, that Evolution is just killing it on the fuel. I mean, there's you see reports of 9 to 10 on the miles per gallon. I don't know if anybody's heard that before, but I've been hearing a lot of it. I've got a friend that has a T680. It's an automatic. The automatics, and that's the other thing, you know, automatics right now, if you're looking to be really as frugal and as efficient as you can, automatics and those Freightliner or those Kenworths, they're really whipping it up. Any thoughts on that?
When I had my automatic Freightliner, I liked it. I mean, with the fuel economy, when I ran out Midwest, out West, I'd get probably about 9 of the gallon. But when I ran out East, did the Appalachians, I'd get down almost 5 miles a gallon in automatic. But granted, I was also running a lot of high RPM, Jake Moore, which probably leads to more fuel consumption. But I love having the automatics. That's what my truck's supposed to do when I get it.
Kelly,
the way the driver drives is a lot about how the fuel mileage goes. Now, a lot of these guys are saying that, not our company, perchance. I do get decent fuel mileage until I run out West, and then I get down to about 7 in these gliders. But I do over 7 when I'm in the North and Northeast and South. But a lot of it has to do with how you drive, where you shift at, if you're running up against the governor. There's a lot of if, ands, and buts that you have to do in order to get a high fuel mileage in these trucks.
Well, and you know, here's the thing. I've been in on a lot of studies. You want to talk stick versus, and this is what I, and just so everybody out there listening in, we're supposed to be talking about Peterbilt and Kenworth, but guess what? This is how Talk CDL goes. We just let it go. So now we're talking fuel mileage, and you know, this is the way the show goes. No scripts. We just roll with it. So let me go to this for a second. I used to do when I was in the recruiting department. I used to, you know, a lot of drivers wanted the lease purchase, and the lease purchase drivers had to maintain a certain fuel mileage or they were really not going to be profitable. You know, that's how tight lease purchases are. And, a lot of these drivers, you'd get them, Kelly, Cody, and they'd be like maybe 10 years, 20 years experience. And they all had that attitude of, oh, you ain't going to tell me how to drive a truck. Just give me the keys, Junior, and shut up, you know. And you know what? A lot of those guys would fail at lease purchases because here's where, you know, on a stick shift. Now, we're talking stick versus automatic. Here's where your stick shifts kill the driver that doesn't want to run the truck efficiently with a stick. Efficiently means low RPM shifting, okay? Not 2,000 RPM, boom, blah, blah, blah. You ever see one of those guys at a red light, Kelly, and then the light turns green, and it looks like he's trying to pop a wheelie, you know, going through the gears.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Crazy. The truck's twisting. You know, his fuel mileage is going out the door. Starting, here it is, starting and stopping. If you're torquing it, man, and you're just like trying to keep up with traffic with 80,000 pounds, okay? Guess what? Man, you're doing 2 miles at a gallon there or something stupid. You know, it's just sucking. It's going right out the exhaust pipe. And then when you're coming to a stop, same thing, man. The more friction you apply, the more you're coming down and flying down and stopping on the dime and all that other good stuff. You're killing yourself starting and stopping. And then, of course, the more you jam on the brakes, the more you got to crank it back up to get it going. And that's where your fuel kills you guys and gals out there. If you're in a stick shift, you got to learn to let the traffic just go. You got to pull out nice and slow. And, you know, some of these old timers will tell you, well, no, you got to blow the carbon out, man. You really got to step on it, really, or you're going to carbon your truck up. That's bull crap, okay? You know what? They're designed to run a certain way. Now, automatics. Let's talk about them for a second. An automatic transmission. Let me tell you what the design was in the simple design of the torque converter, okay? In the torque converter, they've designed this torque converter on these automatics. No matter how hard you step on that pedal, the RPMs are not going through the roof. It's going to pull out the way it's designed, and it's almost trucker proof. Okay, when you go to pull out, you're not going to suck the fuel out on it, and of course companies love that, so you're not killing it. And that is the truth. That's just true information there. Anybody got any thoughts on pulling out and stopping with these automatics versus sticks?
I
see it all day long.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Go ahead, Cody.
Oh, all I was going to say is I like having the automatic for when I would leave the stops, light stuff. I mean, I could go nice and smooth. The thing I hated at Schneider was the over RPMs because the way the Freightliner was designed, you had to be very gentle on that throttle and accelerating, or you would trip the over RPMs and it would go to 19,000 before it would shift. Fully loaded, you constantly hear that ding coming off the light.
Really?
But it was a very chipped truck.
With my Freightliner, I understand, I don't know all the logistics about the differences between the glider and the regular Detroit, but we don't step on it, even if I'm loaded. I shift under 1,500, and it seems to be a smoother shift on top of not using a lot of fuel. But, you know, I was talking to Alan about that one day, and he said they were governed at 60 mile an hour or something, and I told him, you know, there's a lot of fuel economy saving things, but you're going to drive slower. Everyone else is going to blow your doors off and get 5 miles to a gallon. And he was saying he got a bonus. I said, you can't run up against the governor. He says, then I need to do about 58. I said, sure. If that's what you want a fuel bonus for.
Wow, that's slow. I don't know, man. There's one thing about going slow and fast. You realize the man hours you add to your week if you're only doing 58 miles an hour. I got to tell you, it's almost impossible to make a whole lot of money unless you're getting. I tell you, that's the other thing when you're getting dispatched. If you're working for a company that's dispatching you 200-300 mile little puddle jumper runs. You know, your electronic log is going to kill you because your shippers and receivers are going to kill you. Your speed's going to kill you. It's just a mess at that point. It's almost not worth saving the fuel because you're not getting the miles in to begin with. The only one saving is the company. Not that I don't want to see the company save money. I'm just saying, you know, a driver needs to get 500 plus miles a day in if he's really going to be, you know, making a decent dollar out there. You know, I let me read a little bit more of this article because I think they pose a little bit of an argument here. Listen to this. It says, I'm going to read this here. It says, the problem with the Kenworth / Peterbilt debate is most trucks are made for specific specific purpose. For instance, you are going to want a different engine and transmission if you are operating a dump truck and idling all the time. You understand what they're saying here? A lot of dump drivers, you know, they're constantly going to a breaker, loading. They've got to keep it running. So they're, you know, constantly moving and idle and stopping and doing a lot of idling. So because what's under the hood varies so much, one Kenworth be superior to a similar Peterbilt. This definitely puts a tick in the win column for the Kenworth, all right, because you will save some money if you buy smart, meaning you buy the cheaper truck, okay? Obviously, it's just a work truck. You want the most efficient, cheapest work truck you can get. Then there is the Cat versus Detroit debate, but that's another story, it says. We'll have to talk about Cat versus Detroit. And by the way, just so you know, I'm a Cat man. But anyways, let me just move here. It says Peterbilt's biggest advantage is resale value. And that's true. You know, Peterbilt, it is like a Harley when it comes to that. You know, old Harleys even bring good dollars. It says you are paying for a quality brand name that people will pay for again and again. I've seen owners buy a Pete, use it for years, and sell it for more than they paid. You can't ask for a better investment. You do have to be careful, though. Some of the newer models have not held up quite as well in the resale market. The 387 comes to mind. Kenworths do have decent resale value as well. The W900L, which is my favorite, has a great reputation. Peterbilt still wins this argument, though. There are still going to be 359s on the road for years to come. The last big selling point for Peterbilts is their interior. As you can see in the picture, if you click on the link on our Facebook page, you'll see it. It says you get a pretty neat setup with Peterbilt. A large majority of show trucks are Peterbilts, so there is no shortage of customization options. Your cab is your home away from home, so why not make it feel that way? They have roomy and wide cabs for long-haul guys. Most KWs are about a foot or two narrower. You can adjust the passenger. I don't get what they're saying there. I think the Peterbilt's more narrower than the Kenworth, aren't they?
Every one of them I've ever been in were.
I don't know if this article's a misprint.
I ain't no big person, but I got to turn sideways and all them Peterbilts to get in the back, okay?
I know, man. What's up with that? This article, I think that's a little – I think they must have meant to say Peterbilt because I had a Peterbilt. I literally can grab the passenger window almost. Cody, what are your thoughts on that? Peterbilts are way more narrow.
Yeah, when I worked at WW, we had not sure what the model was. But they were Peterbilts, and man, I mean, all you had room was the gear shifter, and that was about all you had room for. I mean, highest truck I've ever seen. Ramp, you had no room in it. On top of that, literally all it was a bunk. I mean, no foot room, nothing. Whereas I've had in the KWs lots of room.
Yeah. So,
KW has a lot of room.
This last sentence says, we have fiercely loyal Western Star fans also, especially those from Australia, if you wanted to throw that in on the debate. And you know, to be honest with you, I would put a Western Star up there. But here's what I'm looking at. And I look at these Peterbilts, you know, and I see like the 587, the 589s, it's the 389 that's the big one right now, right? Is that what it is, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay. So the 589, the 587, and then there's another one that's out there. And I look at those, and they're just, to me, another plastic shell. The KW T680s, they're nice and all, but, you know, that it's almost like the muscle car air. You know, those, if you go back to the 60s, 70s, and you see those old, for example, Mustangs and Camaros and Corvettes and the Darts and the Dusters and the Chargers and the Chevelles and the Chevy 2s. All those, if you guys, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, those cars are worth thousands and thousands, 50 to 100,000, some of them, or my brother-in-law just bought this 1967 Z28. You should see this thing. That we call it the Orange Crush. You can break rubber in third gear. It's an incredible car. And I got to tell you, them things are, you know, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, depending on how original they are. Where you go and you look at like some of the Camaros, and then later on they started wimping out on the Camaros and the Mustangs. If you remember in the 80s and the 90s, your Mustangs and Camaros, they ain't worth spit because they sissified them, if you know what I'm talking about. They didn't even look like a muscle car anymore. And I almost think that's what they kind of got away from in the last couple of years with the Peterbilts and with the KWs. Barring now, the W9 still is hot. I got to tell you, the 389 Peterbilt is not near as nice as the 379 was. I mean, would you agree with that, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. All these guys went to this slope nose stuff, and it just doesn't look good.
It don't. I agree. And therefore, I don't think collectors and people that are really into, like, I want to say, like, the muscle car look, in a sense, those old Petes, they are tough, man. They got that bumper on there. It's like get out of my way. You know what I mean? That thing was just bad to the bone. And now, I don't know, man. I'm just not. If I had to go with a truck today, Cody, I'm not just saying this because she's our girl, but Miss Kelly is right. I got to say that W9L's for me. That's a hot truck. And even the Western Stars, I don't think, are as nice as they were so many years ago. I mean, that's just my opinion. And I'm going to stick to it, guys, gals, anything, Kelly?
I'm telling you, if I had to go and get one, if I had all the money to go and buy one, I'd have to get a W900L. I drove one for a couple of years, and I love that truck.
Was that a studio?
The Freightliner has, the studio. And the Freightliner's just got room. I mean, I don't understand how the big guys, I mean, we got some big guys that work for us, 300 pounders, and they love their 379s. I don't understand how they can climb in the back. I didn't like climbing in the back, and I'm just a little 150-pound gal, you know? But
yeah.
My Freightliner, and walk back there.
Kelly, are they making the Classic anymore, the Freight Shaker Classic? You guys know?
Get
Cody?
The Fitzgeralds will get you a glider kit.
Well, you got the Coronado in a glider kit. Yeah, I'm looking right here. It looks like they're making the XL Classic. I don't know. Is it – what year is this? But these are pretty nice trucks, these Classics. I've always liked the Freightliner Classic.
The Coronado looks really good.
What's that, Cody?
The Coronado.
I was just saying, I'm trying to think which one you're talking about, because I know they make the Colorado now.
No, the Classic looks like the 379 Pete in a way. Kelly, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying the difference between, you know, the FLD and the Classic is just a shorter nose, right? Little bit of a shorter nose, not too much. But the difference
the
between
Classic.
Those and my Coronado and the Classic, I got a nose sticking out there. But it's not square. It's not exactly squared. It's more aerodynamic on the sides, which doesn't put it down like the slope nose Peterbilt. You know, it's still got the hood all the way out there.
I got to be honest with you. This Coronado is pretty hot. But now, what year is your Coronado?
2016.
Okay, well, the one I'm looking at here is it that big raised roof in the back? You got the window up top?
No, I have the mid roof. I had a condo that was a 20. I had the 2014 Coronado. We had a lot of issues with the condos, with the leaking roof and blah blah blah. So he didn't get any more condos. We just want mid roofs.
Kelly, shoot me a picture of your truck, then, will you? I want to see it. And don't you have a black truck?
I had a black truck about 4 years ago. I got a silver truck with chrome fenders right now.
You know what? I'm looking at a Coronado midroof black. That's a pretty flat front. That's a pretty square look.
They are pretty square. It's a little bit of a dynamics, aerodynamics on the sides.
Yeah.
Unless you're really paying attention, you don't see it. It just looks like a shorter Classic.
Yeah, I see it now. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at a yellow one. You could see better. Yeah, I see like a nice. I'll tell you what. Here's a brown one. Gorgeous. You know what? These are hot. I like them. What are they going for?
Mine registration says 127,000.
Yeah, but if it was brand new, it was more than that.
My registration with the brand new registration. My truck is just now a year old.
Yeah.
This is the new registration. It went for 127,000.
Well, that's not too bad. Not at all.
And that's custom because Fitzgerald's customs it. So the boss puts the chrome. He says, I want the chrome running boards. They put on our headache racks. They put in our Qualcomm system. They put in our CDs. They put in our custom cabinets. So, you know, that's all custom.
Yeah. You got a 60 series in there?
I guess 60 series, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hot. What's the transmission in that Coronado?
I got an 8 and 10 in it. We don't do heavy haul. That's another thing on your fuel mileage thing is your transmission type. What you're hauling as to what you got under the hood. Because if you're not doing heavy haul, them 18s, they're just eating your fuel.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Hey, I wonder what Alan's driving these days. Is he, you think he's driving an automatic for Schneider?
I would hope.
I don't know whether he said that or not.
Alan, you with me?
I am. I can't believe you guys. An automatic, really? Come on.
Alan,
no.
What are you driving, man? Automatic over there at Schneider?
No. 10-speed.
10-speed.
I got 10-speed.
Super 10. Yeah. Do they still even make Super 10s?
Man, I don't know. But I tell you what.
Yes, they do.
Hate them.
There are times when I wish I had some I call it the LEB rating, the low-end balls, because some of these guys are blowing. I know I'm governed and stuff, but, man, these guys are coming by me, passing me on the hills, loaded up, because I'm asking them. Like there's no problem at all, and I'm just going, oh.
Hey, so, Alan, let me make you feel better.
Cool.
Let me make you feel better.
Yeah.
My first trucking job, I like to say this too. My first trucking, I never realized, you know what, how tough of a guy I really must be. I must be a real badass because my first trucking job.
Oh,
check
boy,
it
here
out.
We go.
Yeah, I'm going to really lay to something. You know how our grandparents always told us, hey, I had to walk to school in the snow uphill both ways. You know, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. Check this out. In a cab over, okay? You probably guys don't even know what a cab over is, all right? In a cab
I
over.
I drove a cab over back, yeah.
Well, I drove one.
Most of them were 9-speeds, okay? In a cab over. 20-year-old cab over, by the way. These were junk, all right? And guess what? 53 miles an hour, okay? And I had to deliver New York City 2 to 4 times a week. And man, I'm telling you, it doesn't stop. We had to hand unload 100-pound sacks of flour on our shoulder. I mean, we were there all day humping flour in New York City. And I'm talking, you take a 100-pound sack and put it on your shoulder, try 550 bags. You're scheduled there for 10 hours. And I'm going to tell you something. In January, you literally take your coat off and your T-shirt is soaking wet in the middle of January. That's how hot
it
is carrying 100-pound sacks. And then you got to drive home in that damn 53-mile-an-hour cab over that don't get you there. I mean, legit. That was a legit crazy man job. Tell me what you think of that. I'll bet you Schneider looks good now, don't they?
Oh, you know, I'm happy. Because I got a new truck assignment because my other one was acting up so bad. And the guy whose truck I got, this was the last truck that he had. He's been with the company 22 years. He's got over 2 million miles. And he just went IC. And the guy kept the truck immaculate. And it runs great. It shifts smooth. I mean, you can tell it was really easy on it. And you had mentioned something a while back, though, about going into Virginia, and I was down in the Virginias and ran through all those mountains and the tunnels last week, and I'm in Jersey right now. I'm in Turnersville, New Jersey, and, dude, I'm having a ball.
Hey, Alan, let's get back to talking about trucks. Tonight's Peterbilt and Kenworth night. That's on the menu, brother. Tell me what you think, Peterbilt or Kenworth. What's your flavor? Kelly, let me just tell you, let me break it down for you so far. Our girl Kelly, she's a W9L, okay, W900L, KW type of lady. Our guy, our Cody, he's with us today, and he's a Peterbilt man all the way. His grandfather did Pete's. He does Pete's, and I like Pete's, I got to tell you. But guess what? I'm with Kelly. I'm a, actually, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather a Western Star, but out of the two, I'll take a KW all day long. What do you think, Alan? Which one?
I can't even pipe in on this one. I haven't driven a KW or a Pete.
Well, how about,
am a major fan.
How about by sheer
what?
Looks? By sheer looks, which one do you like?
You know,
that's a debate.
I've seen a couple of the brand new T680s on the lot at the OCs. I like those. I like the old school Peterbilts, definitely. But in all honesty, ever since I saw the I got the brochure on the new Western Star 5700, I just that's my baby. That's
know,
my
but,
baby. I just
I know,
don't know
but
what
guess
it is.
What? It's Kenworth or Peterbilt, man. Can't you pick one?
Okay.
You're at an ice cream shop, Alan. They have chocolate and vanilla, and you say strawberry.
Choose.
And the lady looks at you and says, "Dude, all we got is chocolate and freaking vanilla, man."
All right. I've been inside the KWs at the OC. I like the new KWs. I don't know anything about the old ones, though, so I'll go with KW.
Okay, and even if you just had to pick one because you see them going down the road, which one do you think is sharper looking? Like, you know, the long nose Pete or the long nose KW, what do you think there?
I like the Pete's.
Yeah, I think they're both hot on the outside, but, man, I'm telling you, it's all about the inside for me and the ride. I'm all about the ride. Believe it. That's me. The ride
and the comfort. Peterbilts aren't really comfortable to drive down the road, as far as my experience.
And Alan, it's funny. You're a man after my heart. I'm a Western Star guy, but I will tell you, and I don't think they corrected this on the Western Star back when I was driving in the 90s. Okay, the Western Star had a wall behind the seat. You had to go through a tunnel to get into the bed, into the bedroom rather. I think it's still the same. Somebody told me. The wall, and the reason I tell you this is because when you go to recline your seat, your driver's seat, you hit the wall, man. There ain't no full recline. You can't recline them like you can everything else. I got to tell you, that was one of the it was the only thing I couldn't stand. And I don't know what the decoration of all the instruments are today in most of these trucks, but I will tell you, the toggle switches on my Peterbilt, bang, you hit them things, they light up. It was really cool, man. Everything on your dash was a toggle switch on your right. You had all these toggles, and you hit them up, and they were all little lights on the end. It's pretty. It was like being inside a jet fighter or something like that. It was pretty cool.
Most of them have rockers now instead of toggles.
Hey, Kelly, you know what I want from you? I want a picture of your truck, and you can be with it too. Put yourself in the picture in the daylight. I want to put it up on Facebook. And Alan, if you can get me one, and Cody, you too, if you can get me a picture, you know, do a selfie with you guys with your trucks, or have someone take a picture, you know, of the truck and, you know, sitting there. I'd like to put it up on Facebook and you know, do some stuff with it if it's cool with you guys. Can I get them this week yet?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's do that. Let's get you guys up there. What's that? Cody?
I said, I already got the one in mind. It's my cover photo on Facebook.
Send it over to me, guys, and I'll get it up there. But keep your trailer with it, too, so it looks decent, you know? I want to see that. Kelly, you said yours is silver?
Mine is silver with maroon fenders and running boards and quarter panels, and the sun visor is maroon.
Wow.
You'll see. I just sent you a bunch of them.
That's cool. Oh, okay, cool. I'll have to check them out. Where did you send them to? My phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. They're going to ding because it's attached to the show here. All right, guys. Anything else to add here? You know, there was something I wanted to tell you, Alan, and I can't remember what it was. I had something to tell you. I can't remember what the heck it was. Dang it. Dang. I'll have
talked
to remember
about him earlier.
Who was talking about him? We all were.
We were talking about him earlier, yeah.
What?
Hey, Alan, did you see?
What are you guys doing talking about me?
Did you join Kelly's new Facebook page, The Only Lady
Truckers? I did. Oh, Absolutely. Of course
I was number seven, I think. Number seven or eight. Should have been.
Dahl Troy's idea.
Yeah, she was like down in the dumps last night on the show. We're like, Kelly, man, just you got too many people that love you. Just go make a new one. They'll follow.
Yeah.
We're all fans. We're all Kelly McKelly fans. I'm a Kelly McKelly fan.
Oh, it's a cool page. You know, it's a nice, clean, refreshing page. You know, you don't have all the nonsense that you have with a lot of the pages and stuff. So,
Kelly, you have the language set on that?
I pride myself in not having the foul mouth page everyone else does.
Yeah. No, that's cool. You know, trucking sites need that because there are some out there that are really, really foul. And you know, that's their choice. You know, if they want to do that, you know, that's up to them. You know, I'm not going to sit here and judge them. But, you know, I personally would rather be on the ones that you know, aren't filled up with a bunch of dirty jokes and cursing. You know, that's just me. So,
I mean, we're informative. We show off our trucks. We give you informed information. We advise you on different things. I mean, you ask a question, everybody gives their opinion, and you got a whole bunch of opinions to sort out through. You know, it's not like one person told you this is how it's done. And, you know, we follow the accidents, tell you where stuff is going on. I mean, and it's not only just in the U.S. I have to explain this. I have a lot of followers from, you know, Netherlands. Even over in Africa, Australia, all of them. And we see all these different, you know, we talk about the Peterbilt and the Kenworth and the Freightliner. Shoot, have you seen the man trucks they got over there? They run over there.
What are they called?
The other one, the Saab. Man, M-A-N-N.
I might have seen that. Let me see. What are they called? Just man trucks?
I think they do a lot of Volvo, too, over there. But they do some awesome paint jobs on these things. I'm thinking the paint jobs over there are really, really cheap because they cover these things.
I'm seeing a lot of cab over man trucks.
Yeah.
Is that what they are, mainly cab overs?
Most of them are cab overs, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. Pretty cool. You know,
of them have a beautiful big old paint job done on them. They're not just like mine is silver, you know. They've got this whole wall of what do you call it? It's almost like someone went and did their graffiti thing all over their truck with a paintbrush, and it looks awesome.
Kelly, have you driven a cab over ever?
Oh, yeah. I drove a cab over first years I drove.
Let me tell you guys something. You drive a cab over, it is a total different feeling than it is driving a conventional. 100% total. And don't get me wrong, I love conventional trucks, but I actually enjoyed being up because you're way up and you're up high in those cab overs compared to sitting down and back in those conventionals. And you know, the nickname is Widowmaker. That's what they call them, right? You know that, right? That's the nickname. And, you know, they'll definitely kill you. It's pretty easy to be killed in those. But I really loved my cab overs. And you know what? Have you ever seen the way they work on them? They jack the whole damn cab up. I mean, it's just like it flops almost all the way down over on the ground almost. Just jacks right up the whole cab.
You sure don't want to be sitting in your truck. You know, sit in our trucks and they work on them now, but you couldn't then, you know?
Right. No. No, you'd go through the windshield. Kelly, give me your final thoughts. What's that?
Let me tell you one other thing.
Go ahead.
They used to call these, or they still call them freight shakers, but they're growing out of their freight shaker name because you know they have front airbag suspension now.
What's that, the Freightliners?
Yeah, front airbag suspension, so we don't go freight shaking down the road anymore. It's a nice new ride.
Yeah, awesome. Let's wrap it up, guys and gals. Y'all going to come back tomorrow?
I may be on the road.
Hey, Alan, get that Bluetooth going, baby. Give us a call. Cody, you coming back tomorrow, brother?
It depends. I'm taking my wife out for her 21st birthday dinner, so if I'm home, I'll be on.
21, man. Woo! Kelly,
what it would be to be 21 again. Oh, my gosh.
21.
I might be 21, but I sound like a 40-year-old trucker driving in the morning. But I'm coffee.
Yeah. You know what, Cody? Don't let anybody kid you, man. We all got our start, believe me. I remember being 17, driving.
I remember my second trucking job. I drove a cab over, and I just remember getting up at 5 in the morning, climbing into that old beat-up cab over. I hauled dirt on an old dirt road out of a backfield off Mississippi. Bus had no working gauges, one headlight, had regular bathroom mirrors for the mirrors on the truck. Roughest riding thing I ever drove, but if I didn't learn how to drive that, I don't think I'd be the trucker I am today.
A lot of guys out there grew up working on the farm and driving daddy or pap's truck, and I'll tell you that in a second here. Kelly, give me your final thoughts. Wrap this thing up for me. The only lady truckers page. Go ahead and send them over there, Kelly.
The only lady truckers, which to say, be safe and real professional. That is so responsible of good truck drivers.
Amen. How about you, Cody?
Just stay safe, everybody, and in my opinion, each is the better truck.
Alan, wrap this thing up, brother.
You know, I'm gonna cover what Kelly said too. Be safe and be professional. I've seen some crazy stuff from some of these drivers out here. And the other thing is, who always says use your radio? Was it
Diesel?
Dave or Rich?
I think it was Rich.
Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna definitely say that because there were a few things. Well, a couple things that happened when guys were hollering out to other guys in their trucks and they weren't responding. And I'm just, it's becoming so apparent how important it is to have it, even if the squelch is down, so that if you're close, you can hear it. So, but yeah, be smart, man. Just everybody be smart out there.
Amen. Hey, guess what? Tomorrow, if we're alive, Lord willing, we're going to get up and do the show again. Guys, old Jude Hefner, that's my grandfather. He's dead now. Greatest man I ever knew. Closest friend I ever had. My mentor. The guy taught me how to drive. But I remember, just like Cody, I remember about 2-3 years of age. I was just a little tiny kid bouncing up and down, up over that dog box. In case you all truckers out there listening to this show, you don't know what a dog box is and a cab over. I promise you, I want you to Google it. I ain't even going to tell you what a dog box is. But I'd be up on that dog box, up in that bunk. I'd be trying to lay down, and I'd be scared to death, man, watching my grandfather drive, man, traffic flying by, bouncing around. I'm going to tell you something. We didn't wear seatbelts back then. It was crazy. We were like just a projectile. I was a little human projectile, but had a great time, fell in love with trucking. Never, ever forget the smell of my grandfather's garage. Oh, my gosh. It was just amazing. And you know what? I grew up greasing trucks, breaking tires down, doing everything I can for my pap. And he taught me how to drive. He taught me everything about trucking. And here I am today, many, many years later, and still loving it. Haven't driven in quite a while. But you know what? I would tell you, the debate today, Peterbilt and Kenworth, I like them both. I got to be honest. I like them both. I like all trucks, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to put any certain truck down. I mean, yeah, there's one or two that are my least favorite, but I'm not going to knock them. You know, I'm just not about that. But I will tell you, I'm definitely going to go with the W900. That's my vote, W9L. And y'all know what the man said when he licked the cow's butt. He said everybody has their own taste. Guess what? We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Be safe out there. Keep it between the lines, will you?
Have a great night, everybody.